Excitement and joys are the emotions and feelings of the first parents for their first child. Even if they don't know what will happen to them and their child, they are hopeful, look for the best future of the child, and aspire to make their family the best among families. First parents are sometimes idealistic, enthusiastic, and passionate in taking care of their first child and the rest of their children. They will do everything to the best of their abilities to have their children have a great future. This was also the feelings of Mary and Joseph to their child Jesus. They were excited and joyful, not only because this was their first child, but Jesus was special as he is the Son of God entrusted to them. The presentation of the Lord, the feast that we are celebrating today, is one of the many manifestations of Jesus' humility and obedience to the plan of God. In their poverty, they, Mary and Joseph, submitted themselves to the providence of God and trust God in all circumstances. Their poverty did not hinder them to thank God for the gift of a child, an important treasure as parents. After Jesus' birth, Mary fulfills the Jewish rite of purification after childbirth. Since she could not afford the customary offering of a lamb, she gives instead two pigeons as an offering of the poor. This rite, along with circumcision and the redemption of the firstborn, point to the fact that children are gifts from God. Jesus was born in an ordinary home where there were no luxuries. And like all godly parents, Mary and Joseph raised their son in the fear and wisdom of God. While for Simeon and Anna, trust and patiently waiting for the promises of God were their attitudes. Their lives were centered on the temple, waiting for the fulfillment of the promised Savior. They knew and hopeful that God will send the Messiah. They just need to be persistent, patient, and enduring. And when they met the child, they were overwhelmed, joyful, and thankful of the blessing of the occasion brought to them. Simeon's response when he met the infant Jesus was to pray. He blessed God. His prayer must become part of the official night prayer of the church. Anna's response on meeting the child was to speak about Jesus to others, especially to those who were waiting for God to visit them in a special way. Whereas Simeon lifted up his heart in prayer, Anna bore witness to Jesus before others. Simeon's meeting with Jesus and his parents led him to look towards God in prayer. Anna's meeting with Jesus and his parents led her to look towards others in witness. So, my dear brothers and sisters, all personalities in our gospel has something to say to us today. Mary treasured everything in her heart and accepted the life she endured, a sword will pierce your own soul too. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, with open heart, followed the will of God amidst doubt and anxieties. Simeon and Anna received the Lord in prayer and in witness, patiently waiting for the fulfillment of the promised Messiah. These are the attitudes that we need to follow. Bless and thank God for the gift of Jesus, His Son, the light and guide in our journey of faith. To proclaim God's blessings to others. Be patient for the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives. And with open heart and mind, trusts and follow the will of God amidst difficulties and burdens in life. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask the intercession of Mary and Joseph that we may always do the will of God and give all our trust to Him, and learn from Simeon and Anna their fidelity and commitment to God. May the light of Christ be our guide in our journey of faith.